defend justice. Justify live work. Justice.
At the rally, friends and families of inmates seeking parole carried signs reading "Release our loved ones" and "Meaningful parole hearings." A woman from Milwaukee who gave her name as Belinda says her fiancé has served 16 years of a 20-year sentence and repeatedly been denied parole.
This man wants to come out and he wants to mentor the young kids to keep them from going down the same road that he went down. But the thing about it is, they won't give him the opportunity to do that. They won't give him a second chance.
Belinda says her fiancé has completed all the programs required for parole eligibility. She declined to give his name or the nature of his crime. Wisconsin Prison Watch spokesman Reuben Anderson is himself a recent parolee. He says he's heard from dozens of families with similar complaints. He blames the current Parole Commission chairman, Alfonso Graham, for unnecessarily denying parole requests.
Some of these men are ready to come back home. We have a lot of programs in the city of Milwaukee in place right now. 17 organizations standing behind me who are willing right now to receive these men back into the community and help them become productive citizens out here. But the thing is that we're still holding on to these policies.
In a statement released last week, Parole Commission Chair Graham said during his tenure, paroles have been granted or denied properly. He says parole guidelines give more weight to ensuring that released offenders don't pose a public safety risk than they do to whether or not they've completed the required programs for parole eligibility. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.